November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and lung cancer is one of the most common and deadly cancers. We're here to talk about that this morning. Dr. David Spiegel, Chief Scientific Officer. He's a board-certified oncologist and is the director of the Lung Cancer Research Program at Sarah Cannon Research Institute. Dr. Spiegel, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I've understood the FDA has come up with a new approved drug. Before we get to that, what is the sort of the common treatment for people who are diagnosed with lung cancer?
You know, traditionally, lung cancer is something that we use a variety of things to treat. So surgery you're familiar with, something called radiation therapy. And I think what most people are familiar with is something called chemotherapy, medicine that goes through a vein that goes throughout the body.
Nowadays, though, we do cancer and the word sort of targeted treatment is kind of hand in hand. Explain what that's about.
Yeah, that's also been an exciting story, not just in lung cancer, but this idea of identifying a so-called target within the cancer to use a various therapy, whether chemotherapy or pill to target. But as you mentioned, immunotherapy is a new kind of therapy that also targets, in this case, the immune system.
And what is this new drug, and how does this impact what you do in the cure or at least the mitigation of lung cancer in folks?
So the general class of drugs are called immunotherapies. These are medicines designed to boost your body's own immune system to fight cancer. And there are actually several of these approved in various cancers. And what recently got approved and what's made the news is a medication called Tecentriq was approved to treat lung cancer. This is a medicine designed to boost the immune system. These medicines are very promising. A drug like Tecentriq, also very promising and safe, can be associated with some side effects. When you boost the body's immune system, we want to make sure the immune system doesn't harm any normal organs like the lung, the liver, the colon. And so these are things we watch very carefully in a patient's
case. And doctor, for how long might a patient need this kind of medication?
Well, for now, we kind of keep going as long as it's working, but we ultimately don't know that answer. When you turn someone's immune system on, it may be that their immune system just stays on after a certain amount of treatments. But for now, we kind of keep the treatments going as long as patients are doing well.
What do patients need to do besides just take the medicine? It can't be a magic pill. There must be something on their end that they need to sort of contribute to make it work.
Well, you know, actually, much of the work is done by the doctor and the medication. So in this case, it's an IV medicine. So literally, patients just come in, they sit in the clinic for a short period of time, get the IV, and then they leave and go enjoy their lives and hopefully don't have to spend a lot of their time in the clinic worrying about their care.
Why is lung cancer so common and so deadly?
Well, lung cancer affects about 225,000 men and women every year in America. The big problem is a lot of folks don't notice the symptoms, right? So common things like cough, shortness of breath, even pain in the chest, things that don't get recognized, say, early. And when they do come to a doctor's attention, unfortunately, lung cancer is something that has a chance to spread by then. But we do encourage everybody, and especially during this month of awareness of lung cancer, to seek out care, to seek out opinions from doctors when they're having symptoms.
Many times you tie lung cancer in with smoking, and if someone says, I really don't smoke, so how do I need to worry too much about lung cancer? Is that going to really be an issue for me?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, we do know that most lung cancer is related to smoking, but it's important to know that, unfortunately, you can develop lung cancer even if you haven't smoked. So if you have symptoms, seeking out care from your doctor is going to be important.
Where can people find out some more information about this new drug or treatment or just lung cancer in general? Where's a good spot?
Well, there's a lot out there, but I recommend cancer.org and lungcancerfoundation.org, good resources on the Internet for patients and their families.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning. A little good news for a Monday. Appreciate it, Doctor.
Thank you.
Dr. David Spiegel, Chief Scientific Officer and Director of the Lung Cancer Research Program at Sarah Cannon Research Institute.